In Amy Washburn's Mr. Burns, a post-electric play at IU's Wells Metz Theater, the grid has gone down. There's no electricity, no lights, no radio, no TV, no cell phones, and no power for the generators that power the cooling for nuclear power plants. Small groups are gathering and, among other things, trying to rebuild their cultural frameworks. Are they sharing battered copies of the Bible, Shakespeare, the Greek and Roman classics? No, they're fondly remembering scraps and bits from the TV show The Simpsons. In particular, they're working on the episode inspired by the film Cape Fear. Both the original with Robert Mitchum and the remake with Robert De Niro. As Mr. Burns begins, Jason Craig West and Courtney Reed Harris are reminiscing about the scenes. At a point of frustration, there's a brief interruption as Tara Chiosano brings in a story of a courageous worker trying to save one of those nuclear sites with siphoned gas, but then it's back to the TV. Scott Y appears as a traveler from another area with more bad news about the devastation. He offers a nicely done parody of Gilbert and Sullivan a la Kelsey Grammer as Bart Simpson's archenemy sideshow Bob, and there's a scene as the survivors share disappointment over their lists of possible survivors. It's a fast-moving, nicely played, often amusing and yet sad act. Act two of Mr. Burns has the campers 7 years later. They've evolved into a traveling theater troupe, still very much focused on the Cape Fear episode of The Simpsons, but with some forays into commercial work. There's some frustration with the competing troupes and even problems with difficulties in purchasing rights to remembered lines and scenes. The threat of Sideshow Bob persists even as they rehearse scenes, and The Simpsons enter the Witness Protection Program. It's a fast-moving act, probably more fun for Simpsons fans than others, but seemingly well-received by the audience. There were only a few seats emptied during the second intermission. Act 3 takes the action 75 years into the future, past the failure of the grid. Memories become ritualized, and we have a wildly costumed and played religious pageant. Once again, Bart and the Simpsons are terrorized in a scene from the Cape Fear episode. They're floating on a neatly constructed and handled houseboat. However, things have darkened over the years, and it's not the buffoonish Sideshow Bob terrorizing the family. It's Mr. Burns. Remember, he's the former proprietor of one of those nuclear sites that blew up with the failure of the grid. Burns does his terrorizing in a scene that goes on a bit too long, but does conclude with Bart, or at least Bart's spirit, in triumph. Mr. Burns, a post-electric play in IU's Wells Metz Theater, is ably directed by Jonathan Michelson, with plenty of creative help from choreographer Liz Germano and versatile music director Ray Fellman with Dan Lodge-Riegel. The attractive cast all act, sing, and dance very well. I think the general audience will enjoy the first act, Simpson fans will have a better time in the second act, and both will be challenged in interesting ways by the third. Amy Washburn's Mr. Burns, a post-electric play, continues at the Wells Metz Tuesday through Saturday, October 27 through 31, and at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.